Stephen considered all these one by one, shaking his head after due reflection, and then inviting their guests to come and view what invalids the ship possessed. Pulsekeeping and Maggie had had plenty of time. Their few patients, all with mill strains or broken bones, apart from one with raging toothache to be dealt with tomorrow, when his particular friend the armourer had finished a powerful pair of forceps to his own satisfaction, were correctly rigid in their cots, washed pink, brushed and incapable of movement, almost of drawing breath, so tight strained were the sheets. Dr. Kental was much impressed, much gratified by a draught of rum, happy to accept the compliment of a neatly cased French amputating saw, and perfectly willing to give Surprise a clean bill of health. He also stated that, in his considered opinion, the fort wouldn't hesitate to answer the ship's salute with exactly the same number of guns. Having sorted his Latin with some care while he finished his glass, he told Stephen that he was an anti-clerical, that he had nothing to do with the public burning of heretics, and that he dared say there were very good men everywhere, among Jews, for example, or blacks, or even worse. "Sir," said Wantage in Stephen's ear as the Rio boat pulled away, "his mates that didn't go below with the doctor told me there was a rare old rumpus in the town last night when some of the people from a bark out of Boston, the Boston in the colonies, stood up at a vigil and said it was great nonsense to say you were allowed only one wife at a time. Look at King Solomon, they said, and it was taken very much amiss. Then one of them called out that he didn't give a fig for the Pope of Rome, and fighting broke out. They said five Protestant houses were set on fire, and it might be much worse tomorrow with the arrival of the legate." "What's a legate?" asked Jack when Stephen told him of this. "In England they were usually called nuncios," said Stephen, but in answer to a very severe look he added, "an ambassador, you might say, often plenipotentiary." "Well, I hope the silly villains have got it wrong."